mentioned about like Gaia hypothesis, it reminds me of the Chinese philosophy I learned when I was young. Like the Buddhists are saying all life has a spirit, and the Taoists emphasize the, like the unity of the nature and the man. Have you heard of that, and did they inspire you?
You know, I've heard sort of some general things about those ideas. And I thought that was a great question. I think it's a really great question. And yeah, it does inspire me. One thing that I've noticed is that with some of these, you know, so-called new ideas like the Gaia hypothesis, some of it sometimes seems like a rediscovery of some old ideas. And it seems like this notion of the planet somehow being alive, and the divinity and the aliveness of nature, which is sort of a discovery of science and the Gaia hypothesis, is also it's an old idea in those traditions that you just mentioned, and also other traditions too. I mean, I think a lot of the Native Americans, the indigenous Americans, the people that were in North and Central and South America before the Europeans came, a lot of them in their philosophy, they thought that the earth was alive, and they saw themselves as part of that larger living organism, and they related to it in that way. So those ideas you mentioned, and some of these other ones, I think it's really interesting that there's a sort of wisdom there that people have known about in different places for a long time, that in some ways it's like we're coming back in full circle to some of those ancient ideas and realizing that, oh, we think we're so smart with these new science ideas where we reject all those old ideas, and then we get far enough with these new ideas and we realize we get back to a place that people have intuited for a long time. So yeah, I think those connections are really, really interesting.